Moving west happened with the Dodgers just as it did with people of other surnames. From Atlantic to Pacific shore, our country is 3,000 miles across. As the West opened up, Dodgers migrated to other parts of America to help build the frontier, to have more land, to search for gold, to settle in warmer areas such as Southern California, and some went to the gold fields, and some of those were never heard from again. Dodgers fought in all of the wars, and in our Civil War, there were Dodgers who fought on both sides. We have information in our genealogy files of families where brothers fought against brother. On our website, dodgefamily.org, we have an area for Dodgers who were in the military, for our country, for England, and for Canada, for all wars. And as people send us information on Dodgers who fought in a war, we add that to our website. For England, of course, we include the Boer War. Dodgers were very diverse politically. Many were Democrats, Republicans, Whigs, and Libertarians, and some Dodgers were politically active for whichever party it was that held their loyalty. There was one link to the Prohibition Party, and that was Earl Farwell Dodge, who was my husband and who was the executive secretary of the party off and on for well over 50 years until his death in November of 2007. Dodge cars, of course, are very popular here. I drive one myself, a 2005 Grand Caravan. I know that there is a plaque on Halliday Hill House mentioning the Dodgers of Dodge car fame. These Dodgers were part of the family that came from Middle Chinook, England, and immigrated to America in 1629 and 1638, immigrating to Salem, Massachusetts. Most families in this branch of Dodgers were farmers for the first 200 years in this country. In the late 1800s, the sons of Daniel Rugg Dodge, John and Horace, became mechanics and machinists for the Ford Motor Company. About 1912, they sold their stock in Ford and started their own motor car company named Dodge. These two brothers both died in a flu epidemic, and later their wives sold the company to Mr. Chrysler. Many of the Dodgers in this family became carpenters or engineers in later years. The symbol that the Dodge brothers used for their car hood ornament reminds many people of the Star of David. However, that is not what it is. The description is thus: symbols of the close and lasting relationship between the Dodge brothers are stamped into the emblem of the car they built and gave their name. Two linked triangles outlining a six-sided star within a circle signifying Earth not only form the Dodge initials in Greek letters Delta, but also shaped the ancient symbol for duality of body and soul, representing the joined destinies of these brothers whose devotion and loyalty to each other began with their earliest days in Niles, Michigan, and continued throughout their lives as mechanics, inventors, auto pioneers, and ultimately wealthy manufacturers in an industry that changed the world. The modern Dodge family is much like any modern family. They live all over the United States, but all have roots that go back to the Eastern Seaboard and before that to England. There are Dodge families all over the world, and they seem to have inherited from their forebears a propensity for art in all forms, from being artists of fine art to building, inventing, being electrical engineers, writers, and so forth. Even today, we have a member from the Tristram branch, William Dodge, who, along with his daughter Carrie, are exceptional artists, each of whom have websites. Although early on we broke with the mother country, England, we still think of her with great affection. After all, England is where we came from.